Russian President Vladimir Putin praised Elon Musk on Wednesday as a rare visionary akin to Soviet space pioneer Sergei Korolev, calling the SpaceX founder a once-in-a-generation figure charged up with a certain idea during a visit to Moscow Science University. The comments came as Russia and the United States forged closer ties under President Donald Trump's administration, of which billionaire SpaceX founder Musk is a key figure. UN watchdog chief says Iran not far from nuclear bomb. The UN nuclear watchdog chief Rafael Grossi warned that Iran was not far from possessing a nuclear bomb shortly before he arrived in Tehran on Wednesday for talks. Western countries, including the United States, have long accused Iran of seeking to acquire nuclear weapons, an allegation Tehran has consistently denied, insisting that its program is for peaceful civilian purposes. Mark Zuckerberg has denied in court Wednesday that Meta purchased Instagram and WhatsApp to neutralize competition, defending the acquisitions as strategic investments during his final day of testimony in a landmark antitrust case. The outcome could see the Facebook owner forced to divest itself of the two apps, which have grown into global powerhouses since their buyouts. The European Central Bank is widely expected to cut interest rates again on Thursday as fears over US President Donald Trump's sweeping new tariffs fuel concerns over Eurozone growth and inflation. The uncertainty around Trump's next move and the negative impact it could have on growth within the single currency bloc has intensified calls for the ECB to ease borrowing costs further. In local news, two accidents on Luxembourg's roads Wednesday left one person injured and prompted emergency responses from Dudelange and the capital. Two cars collided on the CR165 between KL and Nutzange at 5:10 on Wednesday, leaving one person injured, and then shortly before 9 p.m. another incident took place on the CR126 between Wolferlange and Stafluffer. Emergency services from the capital were dispatched, although luckily no one was injured. For more on these stories and for the latest updates, head to rtltoday.lu. In sport now, Inter Milan kept their treble hopes alive with a thrilling 2-2 draw against Bayern Munich on Wednesday, sealing a 4-3 aggregate win to reach the Champions League semi-finals, where they will face Barcelona. The Italian champions scored quick-fire goals in the space of 3 minutes from captain Lautaro Martinez and Benjamin Pavard, which cancelled out a Harry Kane strike for Bayern, levelling the tie in the 52nd minute of the game. In rugby news, Australia has complained to World Rugby about wealthy French clubs poaching teenage talent, with Chairman Daniel Hubert urging the global governing body to reverse its rules. Our view is that France has the ability to produce its own players. They don't have to poach our players at a very young age, Hubert told Australian media on Thursday. Under World Rugby's Young Players Protocol, it's prohibited from poaching young players, either within a union or between unions, and is permitted to impose appropriate sanctions on anyone who does so.
The weather is brought to you by
CMCM, your health mutual for extra coverage.
It looks like another grey, wet day with cloud and rain forecast for the entire day. Temperatures starting at 6 to 8, raising to 10 and staying there for the rest of the day.